This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Eruvin, Tape Number 2. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We will begin by quoting the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Mishnah speaks about being Mesaken, a Mavui, in order to do a Malacha of Hoitzah on Shabbos. You have a Mavui, you want to do something to it, so you should be able to carry within the Mavui. So there's a Machlekes. Beis Shammai says in order to matir the mavui, you need both a lechi and a kaira. According to Beis Hillel, you need either a lechi or a kaira. And according to Rebbe Eliezer, you need shtei lechayayim. Daf Yud Beis. La'alacha we paskin that by a mavui, you need only a lechi echad. You need only one lechi to be matir it. However, in a chatzar, as we've said, a chatzar is more chumerdik than a mavui. In a chatzar, you need shtei lechayayim. And according to Shmuel, a lechi echad, which is more than four tvachim wide, is also good even for a chatzar. We also know that while a kaira in a mavui helps, a kaira never helps in a chatzar. So in a chatzar, depending on who you hold like, that will determine what we need actually in a chatzar. But surely a kaira never helps at all in a chatzar. And the Gemara talks about the minimum width of a mavui that requires a lechi. And we say the minimum width of a mavui that requires a lechi is four tefachim. If it's got less than four tefachim, then it's completely putter from anything. Then the Gemara brings down a question of a lishayin yam. A lishayin yam is like a tongue of the sea, meaning to say that water comes spilling up into a chatzar. So are we able to be matir that or not? So we say, if it spills into that type of chatzar, we can be matir it with one lechi. Why should we be matir it with one lechi? We know that we normally say that in a chatzar you need two lechayayim. So how come here we say that we're matir it with one lechi? So the Gemara answers that the Rabbanan had a special kula by a case of mayim in a special case of a hanging mechitza, a mechitza teluya. And this can be seen in the Sefer Perush Chai, in picture number 160, that ein mechitza teluya mutaris ella b'mayim. And this is speaking about an area of a churva, specifically. Then the Gemara talks about a l'shayin yam ha'nichnas l'chatzar. We say that it is mutter to carry within the chatzar itself, but not from the chatzar into the house. And this whole heter that we say is mutter to carry within the chatzar, that's only if there's at least 10 tvachim of a remnant at the bottom of the schurva. Otherwise, it's not even mutter at all to carry within the chatzar. The Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mavui shalai asa shitufei mevayas. You didn't make a shitufei mevayas with the chatzeris that lead into it. We say that that particular mavui is mutter, hechshiru belechi. As long as you have a lechi there, it's mutter. Vahazarek l'saychei, let's say you throw something into it, you're pater. Why is that? Because this lechi is considered like a mechitza gemura, and it is misakin this rishus to be able to carry within it. However, im hechshiru b'kaira, let's say you were matir it with a kaira, and hazarik l'saychei, and then you throw something into it, then you're chayev. Because a kaira is not considered a mechitza, but a kaira is considered a heker. And since it's not a mechitza, it cannot, since it's a heker and it's not a mechitza, it cannot be misakin a rishus. Daf Yud Gimel. We say that Rabbi Akiva used to praise the Pshatim of his Talmidim so they would be motivated to want to excel more and more. This is Pshat and Rashi. And we bring down a Machlaikis if it's mutter to put kankantum, which is copper sulfite, in the diyai when you write a Sefer Torah. And this is a Machlaikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. And we say that Rameir was a shamish by both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. And there's a dispute here over exactly who said what, whether kankantum is mutter or whether it's aser. The Gemara then says, mechaser ois, ayimiyaser ois b'sefer Torah. If you leave out a letter or you add a letter to a sefer Torah, ki ilu mecharev es kol ha'ilam. It's as if you destroyed the entire world. Then we then have a machlokes, if a megillah saita, which is written for one woman, is mutter to use afterwards for another woman. This specifically is dealing with a case where they actually wrote a Megillah Saita, for example, for Rachel, and then right at the last minute she admitted that she did something wrong, so therefore you don't have to go through this process anymore. Now are you allowed to use it for Leah? According to Rabbi Acha bar Oshia, you are. Then the Gemara brings down a similar case to this, regarding giving your wife a get. Kosev legarish ishistoi, the nimlach. A person had in mind, he wrote a get to be megarish his wife, and then he changed his mind. Umatsu ben Irai, he found somebody in the city. V'amar shimcha kishmi v'shem ishtacha kishem ishti. It just so happened that his name was the same as somebody else in the city, and his wife's name was the same as this other person's wife in the same city. So we say in that case, you're not allowed to use this get for this other man, so he could be megarish his wife. Why? Because the pasuk says v'kasav la, sefer krisus. Specifically, it says v'kasav la, which means it has to be written lishma exactly for the person that it was intended for. Even if Moshe is married to Rachel, and there's another Moshe who's married to another Rachel within the same city, that's not good enough. We see this from the pasuk of v'kasav la and dvarim chaf dalet. Be'inen ksiva lishma. It has to be written lishma. Masha'en came by saita. Saita, we say, is different. Because by saita, that case might be mutter, as the case we said before. Why? Because the key here, that the asiyas mechika has to be lishma. When you erase the letters into the mayim ha'ma'arim, that's what has to be lishma. But the ksiva doesn't necessarily have to be lishma. Therefore, by saita, you would be allowed to use it for someone else. That's the nafkamina between saita and get. We then say that Rameir Naharai Shemai, Vinikralai Rameir Mishum Shamayr Einai Chachamim Bahalacha. Rameir was the Gadol Hadar, but he was so great we don't paskin like him, because the klal, all the people, weren't on his madrega in order to accept his views. But he was the Talmud Chacham at that time, that's why they called him Rameir, because he opened up the eyes of the Chachamim in Halacha. The Gemara then brings down Shleisha Shanim Nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. 3 years was a machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. V'yatza Baskol V'omer She'elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. Both the words of Beis Hillel and the words of Beis Shammai are Divrei Elokim Chaim. We actually apply this to every machlokes, that really in every machlokes, both sides of the machlokes are correct, but sometimes the people, the generation, are not right to accept, or not right to really understand, or be in the madrega of one side of the machlokes. This Baskal also paskin the halacha is like Beis Hillel in all cases. Why was it that Beis Hillel was zeicha, that we paskin like him in all these cases? So the Gemara gives a number of terutzim. Ibnei shenaychin v'aluvin hayu, because they were very modest. And also shemakdim in divrei Beis Shammai lifnei pshatam, because whenever they used to talk about the pshatam in halacha, before they would say their own pshatam, i.e. Beis Hillel, when they would discuss their pshatam, first they would quote the Divrei Beis Shammai, then they would quote their own words, and because they were so fine, therefore we paskin all the halachas like Beis Hillel. The Gemara then says, Kol ha-meshafel atzmai HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbihai, any person that lowers themselves, in other words, in anivus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu raises him up, and so it is vice versa. If a person is constantly a big shot and raises himself high, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers him down. We then say, Kol ha-nidcha mipnei shah, any person who has patience, shah, I met this light. Eventually the time comes, and the patience ends up paying off. Tanu Rabbanan, Shtei Shanim Amechza Nechlechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. 2 year, 2.5 years, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued. If it was good that man was created, the Gamru, and they ended up paskening, Nayach Leila Adam Shalai Nivra Yoyser Misha Nivra. It would have been better off if man would have not have been created. But Achshav She Nivra Yafashvesh B'maisav. Now that a person was created, he should be very careful in his ways and look carefully into what he does. V'yesh Aymrim Yamashmesh. Shot here is that he should search his past deeds, or he should carefully examine what it is that he's about to do. And Rashi says a person should weigh the current benefits versus the costs of doing a mitzvah, or the potential cost that a person would pay for doing an avera, and that way a person would not come to do averas. We then have a Mishnah that says a kare has to be a tefach wide, and it has to be strong enough to be mekabel and ariach, to be able to hold onto a stone. Rav Yehuda says, all you need that should be is a tafach wide, but this whole thing about bria doesn't apply. He holds the klal of rayin. You actually look at it. Rayin means you just look to see whether if it's a tafach wide or not. How strong it actually is does not come into play at all. And then he extends this klal of rayin to a number of other things. Akuma, rayin aysai ki ilu pshuta. If a kaira is bent, we look at it and view it as if it was straight. Agula, if it was a circle, Rayin Aisa Kimurubas, we look at it as if it was a square. The Gemara Mishnah ends off, Kol sheyesh ba kefay shleisha tvachim, yesh ba reichav tefach. If something has a circumference of three tvachim, we view it as if it's got a width of a tefach. And this is an approximation of pi, which is 3.14, which is basically the circumference divided by the diameter of a circle. Daf Yod Daled. We then have a Mishnah that says a kara has to be strong, but the mamide of the kara, the pegs which end up holding the kara, do not have to be strong enough to be mekabel both the kara and the brick. Before we had said that the kara has to be strong enough to hold the brick, but the pegs don't have to be strong enough to hold both the kara and a brick. Then we have a special case. Haniach kara agabi mavui. Let's say a person puts a kara on top of the mavui, on top. Uparas aleha machatzelas. And then a person puts a curtain that hangs over the kara. So really the kara, if it was by itself, would be fine. But once you put the curtain on top, if this curtain comes down to the ground within three tvachim of the ground, then everything is fine. But if it does not fall within three tvachim of the ground, but the bottom of the curtain is higher than three tvachim from the ground, then the whole thing is pasul. Because we say, gediyim baikimba. Now, the gediyim, as we had a klal before, in dealing with lovewood and a number of other things, that once it's within, not within three tvachim of the ground, the gediyim, the little lambs, could actually walk right through it. And that takes it out of the klal of mechitza. Let's say a person has two narrow kairos parallel with one another. As long as they total a full tefach, it's also okay. And here comes the klal of lavud. Because once they total a full tefach, as long as they're within three tefachim of each other, then it's considered kasha. Obviously, if they're more than three tefachim apart, then it's not good either. We then say the yam sha'asa shleima, which was in Eretz Yisrael, was big enough to hold 150 kashara mikvahs. And a mikvah is equal to 40 saw. How do we know this? Because it says, V'rachatz kol b'sarei b'mayim. Amal ama b'rum shel amas. They measured what a person is, how much it would take for a person to cover up his entire body with water. And they came to the calculation of 40 saw. And we also say that this pool, the Yam Shel Shleima, was a round pool. The Gemara then says a square is 25% more space than a circle. So if you put a circle inside of a square, the four corners, which now exist as a result of the cutoff of the circle within the square, will total a total area of 25% more than the square that the circle is within. The Gemara then says a kliyetz cannot be carried, kliyetz which cannot be carried if it was full. In other words, a kliyetz which holds 40 saw of water, which is now so heavy that it cannot be carried, it cannot be mekabel tuma. The specific cases here are sheda teva umigdal. We then say that a lechi has to be 10 tvachim high. However, when you're dealing with the width of a lechi can be as wide as afilu kolshehu, and this is even kechut hasarbel, even if it's very, very thin as a small piece of string that is used to tie a beged with. Rabbi Yossi holds that a lechi has to be at least three tvachim wide. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but we paskin that a lechi can be as thin as a kolshehu. Then we have a case of a lechi that is halfway into a mavui. It's not standing right at the entrance to the mavui, but you have to walk into the mavui, and then the lechi is there. In that kind of a case, only the part of the mavui that is beyond the lechi is kosher to carry in. Anything before that point, you're not allowed to carry in. Rava then brings down, Asa lechi v'higbiya min akarka yaisem igimel. If you put a lechi up to be able to carry within this mavui, and the bottom of the lechi is now higher than three tvachim from the floor, it's possible, because of the klal we said, gediyim baikimba. And if ligay min akaisel gimel, if it's more than three tvachim away from the wall, then it's also possible for the same reason. The Shulchan Aruch Rav brings that this doesn't matter whether it's three tvachim away from the wall, or three tvachim inward, or three tvachim off to the side. In any of those cases, as he paskins in Shin Samach Gimel, it would be possible. We also paskin that the halacha is not like the chumrah of Rabbi Yossi by lechi. However, we paskin that it can be even a kolshu, and the halacha is also not like Rabbi Yossi in the case of hilmi, which is the salt water brought down in Shat Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Ches. Daf Tes Vav. A lechi that just happens to be there, Aimed Me'elav. It wasn't specially put up there, but it just happens to be standing there, and it happens to be, appears to be kosher. According to Abaya, this lechi is kosher. According to Rava, this lechi is not kosher. And we also have the same machlokes by Mechitzas. However, the Gemara says that if they were originally made or grown for this purpose, even according to Rava, it would be okay. And if the other side is, and if no one had in mind before Shabbos to use them on Shabbos, even according to Abaya, it would be no good. We see a similar case by Oisa Sukasei Bein Ha'ilanis. The Ilan could act as a daifen, as a wall for the Sukkah. We also say that it's kosher, just like Abaya. The Maskana is that the Gemara is only by Lechi, it's not by Mechitzas. And Rava says, Lechi is Mishum Heker, therefore you need special Kavana. According to Abaya, Lechi is Mishum Mechitza. Therefore, as we see on Daf Yud Beis, therefore it doesn't matter. If it was Eimed Me'elav, it's fine also. And here we paskin, just like Abaya, this is one of the Ya'al Kigam, which is one of the six places in Shas where we paskin like Abaya. And the Lamed, Ya'al Kigam, stands for Lechi. So here, even if it's Eimed Me'elav, it's kosher anyway, just like Abaya. We then discuss the Indian of being Kaina Shvisa in a number of different places. Let's say a person is Kaina Shvisa. We know that on Shabbos a person is only allowed to walk up to 2,000 Amos from his Makam Shvisa, Lagabi the Din of Erev Tchumin. If a person is Kaina Shvisa on top of a tail, on top of a big hill, which is more than 10 Tvachim tall, or in a Neka, or in a valley, which is lower than 10 Tvachim, or in a Kaima Keduma, Kemuda, which is a field which is surrounded by stalks that are more than 10 tefachim tall, they're all considered like one big Rishus HaYachid. Therefore, he now has 2,000 amas within his tchum from the end of this particular Rishus, not from the point of where he's standing. This is actually a kula, because if this field is very big, he can now walk as far as to the end of the field where all these stalks are standing, and then he can walk 2,000 amas from that point, not just from his makam, Amida. We then have a Mishnah which says that anything can be used for a lechi, even a living animal. Rameir says that you can't use a living thing. And it's brought down that a living animal, which is used for a temporary kisui lakever, a goylil, it's metame ba'ayil even after removal. Rameir says that it's tahar, since a balchai can't be used as a cover for a grave at all. Also, we say a person can write a get on a living animal, on a balchai, and give it to his wife. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we say you're not allowed to do this. I think Gemara brings down, according to Rameir, you can't use a living thing or a living animal for a lechi, because he holds, kol mechitza ha'emedes beruach chayim ein a mechitza. The only reason this mechitza, or this lechi, is able to stand at all is because it has life. Otherwise, the thing would just completely fall down. Therefore, that's why he holds you're not allowed to use something which is living. A get can be written on anything, however, since the pasuk says, v'kasav la v'nasan. This is a riboy. The v'nasan is a riboy to come to include everything, even a balchai. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that the pasuk says, sefer krisis. Sefer is coming to be m'mayit, kol davar sheyesh boy ruach chayim. We then have a Mishnah that says a caravan which got stuck in a valley and wants to create a Rishus Hayachid, so people can carry within a large area. They should build a mechitza with a combination of animals, saddles, etc. However, all these different things that create this encampment, the circle around the shiara, the caravan of people, has to be more than 10 tefachim high. Number two, it has to be Eimed Meruba al Haparetz. And number three, no one pirza can be more than 10 amas wide. Then we have a question. Let's say the mechitzas and the pirza are exactly equal. In other words, pirats is ka'imid. This is a machlekes Rav Papa and Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua. Rav Papa says it's okay, Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua says it's no good. Daftas Zayin. We then bring down the details of shalosh midos, different midos, different measurements by a mechitzas kelayim. And these are all rayas, different rayas which come to prove either Rav Papa or Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua, which we said before, in the case of Paretz Ka'imit. Then the Gemara brings down, Kol Shehu Pachas Mishleisha. If you have a number of sticks, vertical sticks which are standing, which are less than 3 tvachim thick, then as long as there is not 3 tvachim between any of the 3. You can use these as a lechi, but if there's more than 3, this is of course lavud again, but if again there's more than 3 tvachim between any of them, it's pasul because gdiyim vaykim ba. Then we have a machlokes exactly what is lavud. According to the Rabbanan, you have up to gimel tvachim, and it's lay bichlal, loyad bichlal, does not include 3 tvachim exactly. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says up to 4 tvachim. And we say by kelayim, afilu the Rabbanan, our maida, that you get up to dalat tvachim is fine. Afilu beparetz meruba. We end up paskening like Rav Papa, which we said before, that paretz is ka'imid. If it's paretz ka'imid, it's okay. And we have a Mishnah that talks about a horizontal fence, which is more than 10 tvachim tall. These are many fences you see today in backyards, and these fences have a number of horizontal beams. So if it's more than 10 tfachim tall, as long as there's lavud, as long as it's not more than 3 tfachim between each of the horizontal pieces of the fence, it's okay. This is called a mechitza shel erif. Then we have the opposite case, which is a vertical fence, a fence of a number of vertical kanim, a number of vertical poles, again more than 10 tfachim tall. As long as there is less than 3 tfachim between each of these small poles, again we say lavud, and it's okay, and this is a mechitza shel shesi. We then bring down the very complicated klal of avira de haigisa, of avira de haigisa, umuvatale. There are a lot of different pshatim in this, and it's a very complex case, twist on the case that we mentioned before of the horizontal fence. This is speaking about if there is more than 3 tvachim on 2 sides of one of the ropes, or on one of the pieces of the fence. So the way the Rashba explains this, what you have is Aymed Muruba ala paretz mishteit stadim leishme Aymed. Meaning to say, if you look at what's above the top rope you have an unlimited amount of distance between that and the sky. Then what ends up coming below the top rope is more than 3 tvachim. So in total, if you add the two up together, you end up having more than the distance of Lavud. And now the whole fence is not 10 tvachim anymore, because you can't count the part just below the top of the rope, because there's more than lavud. So you have the klal of avir dehaigisa one side, the avir dehaigisa the other side, and mevatel, and it's mevatel the whole thing. So together they combine to pasul it. Ayin b'sefer perush chai for a more detailed explanation of the different studim and all the different pshatim regarding this pshat. We then have a discussion of Shesi v'Arev, the fences that we said before. Is this case that we speak about only by a shiara, of a caravan of at least 3 people, or for example a carpool, or even for a yachid, a person who's traveling alone? Now, there's this whole heter of making this fence all the way around so you can carry within this area. Who is that for? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the maskana is that for a yachid, it can only help up to a total distance of Beis Asayim, which is 70 amas. But for a shiara, it can be called sarka, it can be as big as you want it. The Chachamim say, anyone can make it as big as he wants, and even, not only that, even if he's not traveling, even if a person wants to do this in their backyard and do it at home, he can make this partition all the way around as big of an area as he wants. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that for a yachid it can be up to Beis Asayim, for a shiara it can be called sarka. But we extend this heter for non-travelers too. So even if you're not traveling, you can do the same type of thing also. Daf Yud Zayin. We then ask, what if the situation changes? This case of Shiara. Let's say there were 3 people in the Shiara, but one person died. Or there were 2 people, and then in the middle of Shabbos, a 3rd person came to make it like a Shiara, like a caravan. So that's a machlekes between Rav Yitzchak and Rav Huna. One says it's no good because Shabbos Geremes, in other words, Knisa Shabbos Geremes, whatever it was when we came into Shabbos, similar to the klal which we had in Masechta Shabbos of Migud Diskatzai LeBein HaShmashes, Diskatzai LeKulayema. We look at what's going on during the Bein HaShmashes, and that's what matters. And one says, the Urin Garmin, depending on how many people are there, that's what matters. So the Gemara answers, we look at what it was when Shabbos started, therefore we pass like Rav Huna, and therefore Shabbos, Hayel v'Hutra Hutra, whatever the situation was when Shabbos came in, if there were enough people at that point, it becomes like a Shiara, as we see by the case of Nistam HaPesach Derech Chalayim. We then have a Mishnah that says Arba Dvarim Patrum in Melchemes Rishus. There are four things that people who are going out to fight in Melchemes Rishus are Pataran. One is that they're allowed to be Mevi'in Eitzim Mikol Makom. They're allowed to bring Eitzim from anywhere and not have to worry about that it was stolen from somebody's personal property. They're also Pater from Netilas Yadayim, from Demai, and from Eruve Chatzeres. Then we speak about Meis Mitzvah. What is considered a Meis Mitzvah? The Gemara says, Kol She'ein Lo Kaivrin, anybody who doesn't have anybody to bury him. And if we find a Meis Mitzvah somewhere lying in the middle of a field, he is Kaina Mekaime, which means he's Kaina that particular place, and you can bury him right then and there. However, the exception to this is if a person dies right in the middle of the road, then you're allowed to move him to the side. And this is because, of course, a road would create problems for Kahanim who want to travel over it. Interestingly enough, you could see this in Eretz Yisrael by Har HaZeisim, where after 1948, the Arabs plowed a road right through the Har HaZeisim. So there's a special Derech Kayanim that goes around this because the Kayanim obviously can't go through the road. We see the problems that could exist if you bury a person right in the middle of the road. Therefore, if a person dies in the middle of a road, he's not kind of that makam, and you have to move him off to the side of the road and then bury him there. Then in speaking about Netilas Yadayim, we say that the Ptur of Netilas Yadayim is only a Ptur on regular Netilas Yadayim, but Shechayev on Mayim Achroinim. And this is because of a Sakana. What is the Sakana exactly? The Sakana is a Sakana of Melach Sedaimus. We're afraid that a person touches this salt. Within this salt, there are some of this Melach Sedaimus, which is dangerous. And if a person touches his eyes with it, it'll be a Sakana. Therefore, you have to wash your hands with Mayim Achroinim. The top taisus on that daf brings down, but today we're not makpid on Mayim Achroinim, since Melach Sedaimus is Loi Matzoi. However, the Ritva says, because of Kavod HaBracha and Birchas HaMazon, we should wash our hands Mayim Achroinim anyway. And the Mechaber in Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Yud says that if your hands are dirty, Mitzat HaDin, you must wash your hands before benching. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down a gra that agrees with this. And of course, there are many minhagim today for people to wash Mayim Achroinim. Al Yetze Ish Mim Kaimai teaches us that Erev Tchumin are Minatayra. Rabbi Akiva says there are malchus if a person is over on it. However, most shittas hold that Erev Tchumin are only Midar Abanan. But there is a Daraisa of Yud Beis Mil. That much is Daraisa, is brought down by the Rif and the Rabbim. Yud Beis Mil comes from the fact that this was the size of the Machna Yisrael. This concludes the first parak of Mesechta Erevin. Before we go on to the second parak, Mirat Hashem, I would just like to read through some of the main points brought down in the Kitzur Hilchas Erevin, which is an excellent compilation of the halachas of Atzuras HaPesach as written by Reb Shimon Eider a number of years ago. Most of the things here that he brings down about Atzuras HaPesach, which is basically what we use today to be matir or Rishus HaRabim, to be matir an area in order to allow someone to carry, whether it be in a bungalow colony or in a backyard. When you hear a lot of these things, you'll recognize most of them from what we had learned earlier on Dav Vav, Dav Ches, Dav Yud Aleph, Yud Dalad, Tasvav, Tazayin, which bring down some of the halachas of Lechi and Tzuras HaPesach. And I'll read through some of these key points. Obviously, this should not be used to paskin shailas, but rather just sort of as a chazara from some of the things that we learned here in the Masechta. First of all, he talks about a Rishus HaYachid. A Rishus HaYachid is an area that's not less than 4 tvachim square, enclosed by machitzas, which are not less than 10 tvachim high. And of course, he mentions that private or public ownership has no bearing on the term Rishus HaYachid. He then says that a partition can be constructed from any material consisting of any thickness, as long as it's capable of standing up against a normal wind. And solid walls or bushes can also be used. And existing partitions belonging to someone else's yard can also be used. He brings down the call of Lovud, and he says openings within a partition that are less than 3 tvachim apart are considered filled in, and the parts are considered united as if there's no space, Lovud, that exists. And this is, of course, as we mentioned before, in the case of the horizontal or the vertical fence. Partitions that begin more than 3 tvachim from the ground are possible. And this, for example, would be an elevated bungalow built on cinder blocks. Could not be used as a partition to enclose an area.